Hello, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I am the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com. Today I'm going to be talking about how to hear the gods when you're overwhelmed. Many of us get overwhelmed, especially with today's world of the fast pace and just the bizarre occurrences that are going on all over the world. So how can we take control over that overwhelmed feeling? So a lot of times we go to the gods for guidance and comfort, but because we're so overwhelmed, it's just not getting through. And their messages just kind of bounce off of us. And they keep trying to communicate, but we're just up to our head and stuff. And when we're doing that, we aren't listening. So I have three things that you can do to shift yourself out of being overwhelmed. And when you do that, you'll be able to listen and bring in the messages of the gods. So the first one is just stop and breathe. This can be as simple as going on a walk and just deep breathing and taking in the energy of the gods and the nature around you. It can be as simple as meditation, talking to a friend, and just trying to calm down. I once read a quote by a scuba diver, and he says, "The first thing I teach my students is breathe. If you get in a panic state, just breathe." So the idea here is that when you breathe, you can think clearly, and thinking clearly will help you bring in the messages of the god and goddess. The second thing is let be versus resist. A lot of times we get in states where we're just so frazzled that we don't know what to do. Well, sometimes it's just best to just let it be. If you try to resist the pain and resist the frazzled state, it can actually make it worse. So how does that work? It takes a lot of energy to suppress things and to resist things, and just letting it be, you're able to work through the frazzled state and be able to let in the messages from the gods. Here's an example of let be. Imagine a vegetarian, and they're at lunch, and she's sitting next to her friend who's eating a hamburger. And the vegetarian could be feeling judgments about how could you be doing that to animals, participating in a process that hurts animals. Or the vegetarian could let be. This is a situation where the vegetarian lets the feelings and the judgments of her friend sit next to her so that she's not overwhelmed by those feelings and judgments. When you do that, there's space for the guidance of the god and goddess to come in. And now we go to number three. You nurture yourself, or you can't hear the gods. This is a very important thing to me, is because I need to learn for myself to self-nurture and to self-soothe and calm myself. A lot of times I get too worked up and too out of whack, and when I do that, I can't hear what the god and goddess have to tell me. When you go into self-nurture mode, it will calm you down so that you're able to bring in those messages from the god and goddess. What is self-nurturing to you? Do you like reading books? Set aside a little bit of time to read a book. If you like to knit or do some kind of craft, just set aside a little bit of time for that process. In summary, you need to stop and breathe. And you need to let be versus resist. And number three, you need to nurture yourself or you can't hear the gods. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. And for more information, please visit my blog, GoddessHasYourBack.com. Blessed be.